magazine. Doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
We are back, second hour on this Tuesday, the 18th of July, 2006, with my friend Aaron Russo, and I don't call a lot of people that I interview friends, but as I said, I'm a kindred spirit with this man. He's driving after the same thing that I am, and I am just more than happy just to be a small part of this and helping to promote this movie. Folks, it is monumentally important. There's a lot of people out there, and I must say this, Aaron, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of fine work. The 9/11 commission that happened in L.A. a couple of weeks ago, that was a good thing. It happened in Chicago. People are jumping on board on the 9/11 thing. And I've told people before, look, I don't care what pulls out the foundation of their house of cards. Let's start pulling the cards out to bring this thing down so we can pick up the pieces.
And put it back
the way it should be.
And put it back the way it was founded to be.
That's right.
You know, and I knew one of the Rockefeller family, and I knew a lot of what they were doing, because you know I used to talk about it. They tried to bring me into this situation, and I got to tell you, their plans are so evil and so ugly, and it's really about world government, everybody being chipped,
yep.
all money being digitized in your chips, you know, and it surfed them. It surfed them for the people. And they want to run everything. I mean, this whole thing with turning America into Mexico, America and Canada into one country now, Bush making deals with Vicente Fox and the head of Canada to do that. I mean, come on. We can't allow this to happen to America. It has to be stopped. You know, and we all have to organize and work together to stop it.
Well,
and if you're not willing to do that, then stop complaining.
Well, and Aaron, we were also talking about this in our organizational meeting here at the network today, that we need people like yourself, that you came from the film industry. You're a producer, you were in music, you were into so many different things. You were in the entertainment field, but you used your expertise and your passion and your love for this country to bring forth something that is just going to wow people off of their feet. This is what we need.
I was very lucky because I had political knowledge and I had the skills of knowing how to make movies. So I combined them. You know, I was very fortunate. I mean, God bless me with this life I've had. He really has. And I feel that's my purpose in life, you know, is to wake up the people of America and return this country to its roots. You know, that's what I'm supposed to be doing here. And that's what I'm doing. I've dedicated my life to it. And, you know, I don't know what else to do except, you know, to say to people, come on, get on board, we can win. You know what these people do also? They also make people discouraged, like they have no choice.
Yeah.
And so they feel crippled, like they can't do anything.
They don't
have the attitude or the encouragement.
Yeah.
It's a lie. The people of this country run this country. All we got to do is organize and stand up. They have it easy because they make the money. And so they can just print it on a computer. 1, 2, 3, and buy off the politicians. So we have a tougher job. There's no question about it. It takes millions of us to change things. But we can do it. We have the ultimate power. Because if we don't cooperate, they can't do anything.
What
they need is our cooperation. And I'm telling you, we should stop cooperating.
But what we have that they do not have, one prime ingredient that they do not have, Mr. Russo, and that's the truth. They don't have it. They don't have it.
Well, that's what drives us, is the truth. That's the motivating force between everything I'm doing.
What time is it now in Germany, sir?
I have no idea.
I know it's really dark, is it not?
Yeah, it's very dark.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We've got to take this break here. We'll clear out the phone calls that are on the board right now. Bill in Carolina, Wolfgang in Kansas, Frank, Florida, Deborah in L.A. Is that Louisiana or is that Lower Alabama? We don't know. We'll find out. All right. Stay tuned, folks. We'll come back and finish up with Aaron Russo. FreedomToFascism.com. Go up there. Take a look at that site. Print out those flyers. Become an active part of this, folks. Be a participant, not a bystander. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, it's getting late in the evening in Germany.
No problem.
All right, let's go with these calls. Bill in South Carolina. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Bill.
I have a lot of questions for you, but I'll only ask two.
Okay.
First one was, where were you raised on Long Island?
In Lawrence.
Lawrence? Okay. Yeah. The reason I ask is because that's where I was brought up to.
Where?
Yeah. Wantagh, Belmore.
In Belmore, okay.
My second question, and the one I'd like you to address, do you really think the elite-controlled media is going to take your ads and promote your film on television, newspapers, and even magazines?
Yeah, they already are.
They are doing it.
Yeah, it's done.
That's a step in the right direction.
We're in the movie theaters. We're in the newspapers. We're in television. You know, this is still a country where these people. You know, it's not. You know, the problem I find, you know, that people have a really defeatist attitude, and they think because everything is so controlled that there's absolutely no freedom left, that you can't do anything. It's not controlled to that point yet. You know, there are people in these corporations that are working bees who want to make money, you know, and they take ads, and that's their job. It's
right.
Not to the point where they're so controlled to the... And that's what I was trying to say before. People are so intimidated and so defeated that they think you can't... I've gotten calls, you'll never get this in the movie theaters, or you'll never do this. You know, it's not true. It's not true. They don't. It's not like an iron grip on everything yet. It'll end up being that way eventually.
And Aaron, evidence the fact of what Bob Schultz did with We the People, running the full-page ads about the income tax issue in USA Today, in the New York Times.
Right. Eventually they did stop it.
Well, eventually they did, but he spent a whole lot of money, and they weren't going to turn down that money. He spent a chunk
of
change.
I mean, just look at you. You're on the radio. You're on the airwaves talking. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many people say, Aaron, this movie will never get out. You'll never get into the theaters. You'll never get it distributed. Well, it was tough to get it distributed. That's true. But I got it. I made the movie. And you can do, and if you have the right attitude and you have a positive outlook, you can do whatever you want to do.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's no stopping it.
Hallelujah.
And we have to stop being defeatist and thinking that they control us down to the tiniest little decimal.
Aaron, you just hit the one thing that's been grinding my cracker corns here for years. And it's the defeatist attitude that people have. You've nailed it.
And that's part of the psyops. That's what they want you to feel. But they don't have that. Believe me, they don't have it. It's not like that yet. But we're letting it get that way.
That's right.
It will be that way one day.
We still
can win this battle.
Aaron,
we really can win the battle.
Aaron?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Do you think your name and what you have done and been involved with in the past has helped you along the way to get this film into theaters?
Yes, certainly it has.
Well, I wish you well. I've been on your website. I looked at your profile, and you're starting a project I started over 20 years ago in the Tate Ministry, actually 25 years ago now. And now it's going, you might say, from tape onto film, and I think that'll have a far greater impact. And I wish you well. And, John, thank you for taking the call.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. $5, $10.
Where do you live now?
Doesn't matter.
Now I live in...
Is he still there, Bill?
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I live in South Carolina now, Aaron.
In South Carolina. Do you know people in New York?
I still do, yes.
Tell them to go to the movie theater next weekend.
Still do, yeah.
Get on the case. You know people in Texas? Tell them to go to the movie theater. You know of anybody in Tampa? Get into the theater.
Not
Kansas
Tampa,
City.
But Orlando.
Orlando's not far from Tampa.
No, it's not.
We all have to work together and create a synergy. That's what this takes.
Yeah.
Very, very, very true, Aaron. Very, very true.
Bill, thank you for your call, my friend.
John, thank you for taking it.
Okay, sir.
Right.
And one of the cities this is going to be playing in is Kansas City. Wolfgang in Kansas City. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hi, John. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, Kansas. Wolfgang.
I tell you what I'm going to do. We have a full-size Chevy van. I'm going to turn it into a billboard, a rolling billboard, and ride down the highway with it.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic.
All over Kansas City.
There you go.
Fantastic.
And particularly where the highway cameras can see us. We drive real slow by there so everybody gets a good look at it. We'll use their own cameras as their advertising.
You know, and Aaron, have you thought about this, that once this is released nationwide and it starts building up that head of steam, have you thought about anybody that's going to try to throw anything in your path here?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, they're starting already. I mean, there's you're going to see people going on websites saying, I'm a liar, I'm this. And I mean, I expect them to try and just bury me. I mean, I'm ready for it. I have no problem. You know, they're going to say it's not true what I'm saying, and they'll use, you know, half truths and lies, and you know, I expect them to demean me. You know, to tell stories about me and bring up things I've done in the past. Oh, of course, they're going to give me an onslaught. But you know what? I don't care. So I know what the truth is. I don't care what they do.
That's right. We'll bring the battle right to them.
That's exactly the point. I'm ready to be part of this revolution. I am.
Do you know,
I want to save America. I want America to be the freest country in the world again.
Aaron, I was sitting here thinking while you're dialoguing here with the callers, how lucky we are to have been born in this country. How sad it is to sit back and watch the destruction of it. And more importantly, knowing that we have the tools and we have the desire to change it, but people are still sitting back on their laurels and they're not moving forward. Well, here's a chance to do it. Here's a chance to be a part of something great.
Yeah, use your creative energy. Find how you can help the movie. how you can help the country become free again. Let's get these people out of office.
Oh, God.
You know, and the way to get, look, here's the deal. You know, we have a government, and the government is going to be run one of two ways. It's either going to be run by the people, as it's supposed to be, or it's going to be run by the bankers. One of those two are going to run this country.
Well, the bankers are running it, and they ran it into the ground, Aaron. We already have the proof that they've already done that.
Yes, but what I'm saying to you is we can get rid of the bankers. We can get them out of our government. We have to shut down the Federal Reserve System and go on my website and sign the petition to shut down the Fed. I have a petition on my website. Shut down the Federal Reserve System.
Speaking of the Federal Reserve.
Because Congress has the authority to do that. Congress can shut down the Federal Reserve in a week. And if we shut down the Federal Reserve, we take away our biggest enemy, our enemy's biggest tool to hurt us.
Well, we could use Federal Reserve notes as advertising for the movie. Just write your website on them.
Hey, I'm not joking. People have done that. They go to their office depots or whatever stores. They have little rubber stamps made up. I'm not encouraging people to deface or break a federal law, but just by chance, you see a little rubber stamp and there's a bill sitting next to you, and you happen to knock that thing over on there and make an imprint on a dollar bill. Hey, so what?
Exactly.
You know, Wolfgang, and you're right, there's all sorts of things. I mean, you had the idea, okay, I'm going to plaster these posters all over my van. Okay. Well, how about getting a few of your friends? I know you got some of those in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Get them together, make some flyers out, and pick a Saturday afternoon at the mall or whatever else, and get down there and start passing out some flyers. Let's get some momentum behind this thing. So I'm not going to worry about anything negative happening to Mr. Russo here. This is going to be a tsunami that's going to swamp them, and they're never coming back.
Right. I really believe that. I do.
So do I.
I really believe that's what's going to happen.
So do I.
I feel the energy building. You know, with all the big movies I've made, like Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and all the stuff I've done, I've never felt the groundswell that I'm feeling with this movie. I've never felt the energy behind anything I've ever done before that's as strong as this.
Well, great.
And it is.
It's going to be a gorilla, then. It's going to beat him up.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right. Are you going to go to the movie in Kansas City next week?
You darn what? Yes, I
how
sure
many,
am.
How many people are you going to bring with you?
At least 200 or 300.
There you go. I thought you were going to say 2 or 3. I was going to yell at you. 200, you shut me right up.
There you go. Shoot high, and if you happen to fall 50 short, hey, you still did a good job. Thanks, Wolfgang.
All right, thank you, guys.
I appreciate it very much. Aaron, I hope you're going to stick with us for the rest of the show, because the more we're talking, the more the phone lines are loading up.
Whatever you want.
Okay, sir. All right. Frank in Florida. Hello, Frank.
For taking my call. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Yes, sir.
And we're really excited about the movie coming here. In fact, I just emailed a bunch of my friends, and hopefully get a bunch of them together, have like maybe a little party, a little America Freedom to Fascism party, and maybe go see the movie and talk about it afterwards. And hopefully we'll get some response out of that. The problem I'm having, though, is people are just waking up too slowly. And they're not, you just like this, in the headlights situation where they just are stunned, but they don't know how to react. And
hopefully,
education here.
When you get it, that's what the movie's going to do. The movie entertains and educates all at once. It's not the movie is not a movie where you go to and you fall asleep because it's just educational. The movie is highly entertaining. People laugh. They have a great time. They cry when they see the movie. They're totally entertained, and yet they've learned. They learn so much. And all, your job is to get people into the movie theater and let the movie theater do the work for you. Let the film do the work.
I was going to ask you, how was it if Tampa was chosen as one of the cities? I know there's 5 cities chosen there. We feel privileged, but I was kind of curious, how was Tampa chosen?
Well, because one of the reasons why I chose Tampa was because I had a pre-screening there, you know, back in February or March, and we had a tremendous reaction from Tampa. People loved the movie. We had big crowds there. And we had a very, very strong support system. And so I decided to go back to open them, because the opening weekend is very important for us. And if we get big crowds and big numbers, the whole industry and the media is going to see that, and we're going to take off like a rocket ship.
Frank in Florida, hang on a second, Frank. I got to go to this break. And again, freedomtofascism.com. Go up there and look at. There's tons and tons of information on there, ideas for everybody. People that you can contact, freedomtofascism.com. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
We're here, folks. I got to make an announcement here. Down here in Austin, Texas, tonight at La Madeleine in Austin, Texas. That's at 7 o'clock. That's at 28th and at Lamar, 28th Street and Lamar. Let me see. This is about the voting machine thing. So you need to get over there, folks. And that came from one of the sponsors to the network. He's out there organizing, trying to get rid of this voter theft out there with these swipe voting machines. Again, folks, you know, at 7 o'clock tonight, what are you doing? Going home and watching reruns on TV? Or what are you doing? You know, hey, anything that you can do here, folks, please get involved. It gets contagious. All right, Frank in Florida, you'd like to finish up with Aaron here?
Yes, thank you very much for holding me over.
Yeah.
Are you familiar, Aaron, with WMNF here in Tampa, the radio station?
No.
It's an independent radio station that when Jimmy Walters was here back in December, I believe, they had him on for about a whole hour interviewing him about his thing that he did, his presentation he gave here in Tampa. I just emailed him a few hours ago, and I'm going to be calling them and telling them about your movie. But I think it would be a great idea if they could have you on, at least talk to you locally here, at least in Tampa, and, you know, get the people here in Tampa.
Yeah, do you have anybody? Yeah, do you have anybody doing that? Do you have anybody booking you in Chicago?
Sure, of course.
Okay, great, great.
Of course. I mean, if they want to get a hold of me, You just tell them to call Mary Keeler at 818-349-8822. And I'll be happy to do an interview with them.
Great. I'm going to be calling the radio station here, and I'm going to be mentioning them to you. So hopefully they'll give you a call and get something set up for you.
All right.
Sure. My pleasure to do it. Look, anything, you know, turn people out to that movie theater next week. Turn them out. You know, I think starting Tuesday, tickets go on sale in advance. You know, stop buying those tickets, turn people out, buy tickets for other people, spend an extra $20 and buy two or three more tickets and give them to people who don't know what's going on. Bring them to the movie theater. Let them learn something.
I'm taking the entire staff of the network at the showing, the opening down here in Austin.
Fantastic.
All right.
That's what we need.
Frank, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Deborah in Louisiana. You're on with Aaron Russo. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Mr. Russo. How are you?
Hello, Deborah.
I'm listening to the program, and I am in not lower Alabama.
Okay.
I'm in Louisiana.
All right.
And I just heard a gentleman by the name of Charles who called in.
Yes.
And I sure would like to be hooked up with him, and I think we can get this thing going.
Charles, did you hear that? Charles, call into the network, please. Deborah, if you will do me a favor.
Yes.
If you will leave your number with the board operator after you're done here with your call, we'll bring you down. We'll take your number, and Charles in Louisiana, call in. We'll give you.
We desperately need this film down here in Louisiana.
Oh, yes, you do. We need it everywhere. I don't care if it's playing in Anchorage, Alaska.
Even a little more so down here.
Well,
you know, there's also on my website, there's a place for volunteers to sign up. And if you go to the website and click on it, and you and Charles sign up as volunteers from Louisiana, that would, my main guy, Fred Smart, who runs the volunteers, will contact you, and that'll be a good thing.
Okay.
All right. So right on the website, on the homepage, it says volunteers wanted.
Okay. And, on your website right now, and I'm trying to look at these trailers, but it's not working for me.
The trailers aren't working?
No, no.
Are you on a telephone line or a high speed?
I'm on high speed.
Hmm.
Well, there's no reason why they're not working, then. I don't understand that.
It could be loading up right now. It could be buffering.
Okay.
Yeah, so try it a little bit later.
Just let it buffer. If you've not been trying it for very long, just let it buffer up. Well, there may be so many people. We get tons of traffic on there, and there may be so many people watching it right now.
That may
also be a problem. But
need that movie down here now.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you guys were hit last year by Hurricane Katrina down there. You're still a mess down there.
I think we're planning on bringing it into Louisiana sometime right after Labor Day.
Okay.
It's the result of Katrina, and I'm not going to say anymore. You guys know what's going on.
Yes.
It no longer belongs to the people of Louisiana.
You're right about that. Deborah, do me a favor. I'm going to have my producer here pull you down.
Okay.
And leave your phone number. And, again, Aaron said you can go up to the website. And, like I said, folks, there's a ton of information up there. There is a listing up there for volunteers. So you can sign up to be a volunteer. It's right on the left-hand column of the main site. So go and look at it. And you can get more information there. You will be contacted. Folks, let's cook this thing a little bit here. Let's get this thing rolling. I want to see this playing anywhere from Anchorage, Alaska, down to the Keys in Florida, and east and west also.
So there you go.
We have the ability to do it. Thank you, Deborah. He's going to bring you down right now.
Thank you, Deborah.
All righty. And while he's doing that, I'll tell you what. Let's not hold up the callers here, Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer's not listening to me. Okay, let's go to Bruce in Omaha. Go ahead, Bruce. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
One overarching thought here. Temper your enthusiasm a little bit, perhaps.
Uh-oh.
Okay. J.R. Moore's show on Saturday, okay? He's got a document that he puts out about no need for panic, about the climatic and the earth changes that are coming to this country very soon. Aaron, I think thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Aaron, if you go there on the Internet and order that document from John, no need for panic, I think you'll see what I'm talking about. A lot of the United States is going to be permanently underwater, and perhaps the span of the government will not be so far reaching.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, as I said of my friend John Moore, that's got a program on Saturdays. He did this thing about Planet X, and I told him, I said, well, you know, the neat thing about that is if there is a big fat asteroid speeding toward planet Earth and it destroys the Earth, it sends us off in another orbit, whatever. I said, you know what the beauty of that is? I get to take a long rest and it destroys the New World Order along with it. So they don't win, okay? So let's go to Gail in Texas. Hello, Gail. Gail? Yeah.
Listen, we met you when you did the preview here in Austin. We missed going out to dinner with you that night. I just want to let you know that we've been praying for your recovery and for you to get better. And you sound great today. Really do.
I remember you. I remember that I spoke to you sometime afterwards. We missed dinner. I remember that very clearly. And I want to thank you for your prayers and your kind thoughts towards me. You know, I get so many emails, people who are praying for me and caring for me. You know, it makes me just, I can't tell you how warm and wonderful it makes me feel to know that people care enough.
Gail, I know you, and I think since you were down here, didn't you get married or something, Gail?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet, but you got engaged. But you know, what I wanted to say was, you know, Aaron Russo, when he was dead dog sick, looked better than I did when I feel good. Yeah, I don't know what it is with these people. You must lead a charmed life.
I do. I've had a charm life. I really have. I've been very blessed.
Well, we are so excited, and you have got a ton of support from a lot of people here in Austin. People are ready to promote this. In fact, we're getting ready to record a advertisement for it, or PSA, on Radio Free Austin tonight, promoting this movie, and hopefully people will hear it every hour. And I know the theaters are going to be packed, and I cannot wait to be sitting in the movie theater and watching people give you like half a dozen standing ovations throughout a movie.
Yeah, by the way, what Gail's talking about, that PSA will hit, what is it, Gail, 12 stations here in Texas.
Absolutely.
One in Oklahoma City, and I don't know where else it goes.
That's great.
The movie theater is going to be packed, and people are so excited, and I really, really think this is the great tsunami that it really is, and it's going to fire people up and hopefully, you know, make a change. But kudos to you, Aaron. You sound great.
Thank you, sweet pea. We want every show filled up. Every show. We want that whole opening week sold out, people lining up to get in, and the movie theaters and the industry and the media seeing how many people are going to see this movie. You know, so.
Hey, Aaron, tell the folks how the term blockbuster came around.
Yeah, what makes you think I know the answer?
Well, you're in the movie business. A blockbuster, folks, where that term came from, a blockbuster is when literally people lined up around the block. You know, people hear blockbuster this or blockbuster video. No, blockbuster is when people would literally line the block. They'd be face
around
to butt
the corner.
Around the corner, around the entire block. That's where the term came from.
That is great. Yeah. It's going to be so wonderful.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yay.
You bring a lot of people to the movie theater?
Of course. Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to get one of your movie posters and put it in a big old frame and hang it on my wall in my living room.
That's great.
All right.
That's
hey, great. Gail, thank you.
Thank you very much, Gail.
You take care now. All right. Jeff in Vermont. So let's go to the other end of the country here. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John. Hey, Aaron. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, you're doing a good job. I just want to shout that out to you.
Thank you.
We got some friends going out of New York City to go see the movie, 10 of us or so.
Great.
And we're meeting some friends down in New York to go see it. And I've been working with this movie theater in Vermont called the Savoy Theater, and
where? What town?
It's in Montpelier, the state capital. They're playing
I know Montpelier. I lived in Vermont for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yep, in Wakefield.
Oh, really? Sugar Bush. That's where I go snowboarding.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good place. But I've been working with those guys, and they said they would carry your film. They're playing The Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore right now. It's kind of, you know, kind of like a small scale movie theater, but they hold like 300 people, and there's been a buzz in Vermont about it. We've been on the radio about it, talking about it and stuff. You'd be surprised how much people really know what's going on up here. So, and it, you know, this I showed one of your trailer clips to my wife, and you know, because I've been talking about this forever. You know, my wife kind of, you know, was on the, you know, on the fence on it, and then she watched your thing, and you know, on the trailer, and she came around, and it was
really
thank you, yeah.
You know, so, and you know, the thought just occurred to me when you said that, Jeff. Jeff, you know this. I know this. Aaron knows this. We have a lot of people out there that have families. Somebody will come into the family and start discussing something, and all of a sudden you're turned into the black sheep of the family. Oh, you must have lost your mind, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it has that effect on your wife and it brought her around, and the effect that I'm thinking about here, once people watch this film and they look at this and they go, you know, the government's been lying to us for 100 years. They've been scamming us for 100 years. What the heck else have they lied to us about?
Exactly.
It's going to be an eye-opener
all
the way around. All the way around.
I just played the film here. I have a DVD of the film with me, and I played it for some Americans that are here in the clinic with me. And they saw it today, and when it was over, they just stood up and started applauding and yelling, and they couldn't believe it.
Really?
And they said, you know, I've been a liberal Democrat most of my life. And I've seen this movie, I just had no idea what this was really about.
You know, there's so much more in common that we have that we need to focus the attention on back on what's wrong, what's right or wrong. Forget your politics and where they've led you.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. Stop being polarized. Don't allow them to polarize us. That's the key.
Can I just say one thing? I went with a group of friends down on NASCAR race in Loudoun, New Hampshire this weekend, and you're in the movie business to whatever, and we're going down to the track. It was like after the race, and there's Speed Vision, Speed Channel was there, and there was a tractor-trailer truck. It said U.S. government, and they was pulling the Speed Channel Vision around, you know, and there was three U.S. government trucks doing work for, obviously NASCAR probably owns the channel. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what the heck? So I started asking. I went up to the driver, and, you know, it's just the driver. He wouldn't know anything. And I was like, who can I talk to? Why is the government pulling your trailer around? You know, why?
Right.
You know, and he didn't know. He was like, I just dropped the truck. So I tried to find out, and I talked to this one guy. He goes, we contract with the government. I was like, how do you contract with the government?
How does NASCAR contract with the government?
Yeah, really?
That's what he said. And I'm like, he goes,
well,
I couldn't believe it.
There's another example of fascism.
I know.
Well, Halliburton contracts with the government. I guess NASCAR could, too.
Why not? It's all fair and open. Hey, Aaron, they're selling off our already paid-for roads here and selling them off to foreign interests. Why not?
Exactly.
The whole thing is open.
I couldn't believe it.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your call, my friend. I appreciate it very much. And by the way, if you've been up to and you lived in Vermont, did you hear the birds in the background up there?
I can hear them right now.
Vermont is so beautiful, particularly in the fall. Oh, my God.
Oh, I
loved it up there. I really did.
I had a friend that had a network up there, a little fledgling internet-type network up there, and I couldn't believe how beautiful that was up there. But the political bent up there was a little bit different. You know, people went up to Vermont to escape and whatever else. And I kept looking around up there, and these people were walking around in their self-made nirvana, and I'm thinking, what do you think you're escaping? where do you think you are? You know, do you think you're on another planet? Whatever happens coming out of Washington, D.C., or out of the Federal Reserve, or out of the IRS, or any other cockamamie outfit, it's still going to affect you. Do you think you really got away? No, you've just isolated yourself a little bit better and cut yourself off. That's all that you've done.
That's true. But it's only true if you recognize what the stories are, if you understand the big problems.
Sure.
A lot of people go to Vermont to be with nature and, you know, and that's all they know about, so that's okay for them. But until they become slaves, you know, which is happening more and more. Well, you know, what am I telling you? You know all this already.
All right. Dean in Florida. Hello, Dean. Another caller from Florida.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, I think what you're doing and Mr. Russo are doing are just absolutely wonderful. Unfortunately, you're welcome. Unfortunately, condemn yourself at the same time, because the problem that's going on is a spiritual one. And while what you're doing is great, Mr. Russo, make millions, it's not much more than what the people of Vermont are doing. People already are aware. Not everyone. A lot of people are aware. The problem is that you're one of the umpteenth people in the past, you know, however long history of the planet, that's saying what's wrong. The problem that's happening is that it's a spiritual problem, and that fact is not being brought out, because the minute, and you know that that's the problem, because the minute someone does do that, they're not allowed to speak. That people need to know the spiritual reason as to the Luciferian problem as to why things are the way they are, and by going out, you know, coming out inside of themselves through whatever, you know, spiritual means they want.
Hang on, Dean. Let Aaron respond to that, and then also want to respond to it.
Well, I mean, when you say people have to know, I mean, I happen to believe in good and evil, and I believe in God and Lucifer. I do, and I think that God works in His own way, and I think that the most important thing to bring spirit back and spirituality is for people to be free. To find out who they are, be free enough to discover their God-given potential.
They can't. I understand that, but the problem is that you're simply letting them know what the symptoms are.
No,
what needs to be done is to understand how it happened.
Wait, Dean,
please let my guest talk.
Have you seen the movie?
No, sir. Just the what they have on RBN.
If you haven't seen the movie, then how can you say what I'm doing?
Can I ask you a question?
I asked you a question.
I'll answer it when you answer this. Do you, in the movie, let people know that the problem is a spiritual problem going back since the beginning of time, and that they're up against people who have infiltrated the entire world?
Yes.
Do you let them know that?
Yes.
Oh, you let the people know that it's a Luciferian cosmogony that's going on right now. You let them know that.
I don't call it Lucifer, but the fact of the matter happens to be that I certainly point that out as being evil.
Well, okay, a mass murder is evil, but you seem to
think that you have all the answers, and all I tell you is before you judge anything, you know, that you use your mind and see something, and then you can judge it. And then I'd be willing to accept anything you say.
The movie
you know,
is wonderful.
But you can't say something. You can't say something you haven't seen.
Dean, I'm going to pull you down here for a second because you're walking over Aaron, and you can hear each other talk. Let me say this. If you remember, and I'm not in disagreement with you about the spiritual nature of America. I'm not going to argue or debate that point, but not everybody that's not doing and beating that drum is failing. And I'll tell you the reason why. Judge Roy Moore, his state Supreme Court down there, it was the ADL, it was Southern Poverty Law, and it was also the ACLU that worked overtime to get the Ten Commandments moved out of the rotunda of that building down there. Now, I don't want to go into a big diatribe about this country being founded on Christian principles and all that. But what we have, and as an example of this, there was a poll after poll after poll that was done on that. 50% of the American people thought it was a good idea that this lie that the ACLU perpetrated in this country of the separation of church and state, okay? These were the gangsters that were in there pulling this out of that rotunda. 50% of the people wanted it left there. But how are we going to reach the 50% that are lost right now if we don't give them some truth and bring them back into the fold? You keep telling me it's a spiritual problem. What I keep saying is people like yourself, and I'm not condemning you, Dean. What I'm saying is people like yourself, if you're going to go to talk to somebody that's in their secular world about Jesus, they're going to walk away from you. But if you show them a movie of how they've been screwed their entire life, their father, their grandfather, and their grandfather's grandfather, you might bring them around to some truth. And I always say, people can go to hell of their own accord. I am not an on-the-air preacher. I am never going to be an on-the-air preacher. Never do it. But if you tell people the truth, they find out they've been lied to, they have a tendency to find their own spiritual roots. Dean, I'll give you 60 seconds to respond to that.
Okay.
All right?
The first thing I would just say is simply you cannot fight a spiritual war or a battle with physical weapons. And the next thing I would say is, if you take a look at simple history, recent history, Fahrenheit 9/11, not unlikely you'll get much bigger than that. And Alex Jones, the word has been getting out for a long time, and while a lot of people may be informed, they haven't changed things.
Well, I don't want you carrying a message in the somber tone that you're carrying it, because if I'm not walking around with a cross, I'm condemned. And I'm
not
telling you, you're wrong.
I happen to think you're a defeatist.
So do I.
I think you're calling up and telling me about what my movie does without ever seeing it. And I hear you talking here that nothing can be fixed because it's not the way you want it to be fixed. And I happen to think that's defeatism. And I think you're pretty arrogant for your point of view. That's my take on you.
All right.
I agree.
All right, Dean. That's it. You had your say. We got to move on. But Aaron, I'm in agreement with you. I can't tell you how many letters, cards, emails I've gotten at this network telling me the same thing that our friend Dean in Florida. And Dean, I don't mean to hop on you too hard here, but my gosh.
I just find it difficult for people to say who haven't seen something to judge it, criticize it, make points about it when they haven't even seen what the effect of it is.
Yeah.
I just find that, you know, like that boggles my mind. You know, they're so smart, they know everything before they even see anything.
And most
it's such an arrogant attitude.
But my point about that, Aaron, was that most of the people that have that diatribe, and I'm not condemning them for saying it, because spiritually we are bankrupt in this country. I agree with you.
There's no question.
He knows that. I know that. But to bring people back into a fold, to show them a light of truth. I am not going to show up at Joe Schmo in Kokomo or Cincinnati, Ohio, with a Bible in my hand, beating him on the head and shoulders and telling him he's got to repent and get down on his knees. I'm going to let him, that's his own personal choice. I'm going to let him do that of his own accord. The only thing that I can do is bring him to the waters of truth, introduce him to a bunch of other people that feel the same way, and you build momentum off of that.
I agree with what you're saying, John. I happen to believe personally that each of us have a God-given potential. And it's our job as human beings to fulfill that God-given potential, whatever that may be. And that, and that's the spirituality. If you can fulfill your potential and fulfill what God gave you, then in my mind, that's very spiritual. Because you're fulfilling the gift that he gave you.
Absolutely.
And that's about as good as you can do. I don't have to have the same beliefs this gentleman had.
Right.
You know, my point of view is, I was born as a human being, I believe in God totally, and it's my job to be the best human being I can be.
Well, I'll steal a line from the United Negro College Fund. Remember the ads that they used to run? A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
A life is a terrible thing. A life sitting in a morose state, saying that all is lost and all is condemned. Aaron, I've got people that are telling me, and I don't want to get off into this, but I've got to say this. I've got people telling me the judgment has already been passed, and I don't care what you or Aaron Russo or Alex Jones does or anybody else. It's already been predetermined, predisposed. America is done, and there's not a thing you can do about it.
How do they know that?
I don't know. Did Jesus have dinner with him last night?
You know, it's so silly. I mean, it's like you have no say about your own future. It's not true. God gave us a brain and wisdom and things to do, and it's up to us to do it. And we can make it whatever we want it to be. And that's the gift he gave us.
Well, and I've said this before. You know, people keep, you know, praying for this and praying for that, and there's nothing wrong with prayer. But I keep reminding people, you know, in my mind, what I'm envisioning is God sitting up in the heavens with his arms crossed, looking down on us, going, what's wrong with you people? I gave you everything you needed. Why aren't you using it?
I agree with that 1,000%.
Oh, I mean, I see so much wasted time. I see so much of this. It's like this syndrome. These people get caught in this maelstrom, and it just keeps sucking them further and further down. I've gotten mad before on this program to callers that call in and give me this end of the world scenario, and I tell them, you know, you got a gun? Why don't you just walk out on the back porch and shoot yourself right now and save yourself the pain? Just go blow your head off.
Well, what I find so interesting, when I knew my Rockefeller friend guy, they've done a lot of that on purpose. They want people to feel defeated. They want to feel there's nowhere to go. That it's over. Then there's no resistance.
I don't want you to admit this on air, but the guy isn't from Thousand Oaks, because this guy, he was the head of the Rockefeller Trust. And when I had a storefront in Austin, Texas, he called me up and he was trying to juice me and jazz me. I know what he was after. He was after information. Somebody picked up the phone and said, hey, find out what's on this guy's mind. Find out who he is. And I said to this guy, I said, you know, I said, the one thing I need right now is money, because I need to expand. I would really like to start a network. Well, we got off on this other thing, and I said, well, wait a minute here. I said, why did you call me? Well, he never called again, but he was sitting there in charge of millions, and he was a millionaire himself, obviously, millions of dollars, but yet not a dime to help me in what I was doing. Well,
right.
I told him, don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out.
On the way out, right?
Carrie in Louisiana. Hello, Carrie.
They've been very effective at getting people down and depressed and feeling impotent. You know, there's nothing you can do. The world's coming to an end.
And the fear.
You can't stop them.
The fear.
The movie will never get into the movie theaters, Aaron. They'll never let you finish the movie. You know, all this stuff.
Aaron, you should have died of cancer, and I should have died in my motorcycle accident last
year.
I had one
of those, too.
Carrie in Louisiana. Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Good, yeah. Mr. Russo?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic work. I've been sending sending links to your interview about the film out to clients, friends, family, everybody. I just hope we can get a theater down here in Baton Rouge that'll play it.
Oh, sure we will. That's not a problem. Why are you worried about that for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're pretty much in a red state here in a red city.
This movie's not about red and blue.
That's right.
I agree. And
this movie's about Americans, being free.
But if you tell the theater owner down there about Aaron Russo, is he going to ask you, is he from a blue state or a red state? He's not going to ask you that question. He's going to ask you, well, what's the film about?
There's only one independently owned theater down here.
Uh-huh.
And I volunteered on your website, and I was helping a guy from the Loose Change Forum. I only found out about the Republic Radio Network a few days ago.
Really?
Dylan Avery's, yeah. I mean, I didn't know. I found it from Dylan Avery's Loose Change Forum, and I've been listening every day since. And my concern is the movie is not going to get into enough theaters fast enough. And my question for you, Mr. Russo, is are you going to be selling DVDs?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it getting into theaters quickly enough. If people turn out to see the movie and the movie does big business, the movie will be all over America in every town and hamlet in this country. If we, and all we need is to raise some more money so that we can buy more television advertising and more newspaper and radio. And by doing that, you know, these theaters are going to be sold out. They're going to be filled up in theaters all over the country. You're going to take this movie. We're in one of the biggest chains in the country right now in the movie theaters. We're not just playing independent movies. I made this movie for all of America. I didn't make this movie for one group of people. You know, I didn't make it just for patriots. You know, patriots know a lot of what's going on, and they cheer the movie because someone's made something that explains it all. But this movie was made for the American public to wake up.
Yeah,
that's why I made this effort.
If you take a look at Michael Moore's films and how well they did throughout the country, and that was based on, well, half fact, half innuendo, and I don't know what else was comprised in that. I'd have to watch the movie again.
Well, the difference between Michael Moore's film and my film is that Michael... and I happen to think he made a good film. Not that I agreed with everything he said,
right.
But as a filmmaker, he knew how to make the movie,
mm-hmm.
and he showed skills as a filmmaker. And so I don't take that away from him. But the problem with his film was, you know, it was blue state versus red state.
Yeah.
It was Democrats versus
yeah.
Republicans.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it plays into the polarization of America.
And that's exactly
which is what the people want. Which is what the people at the top want.
And that's exactly what Kerry alluded to when he was talking about Dylan Avery's loose change on the 9/11 issue. He left the politics out of it. Brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant.
Exactly. As
yeah.
it should be. You know, this is not about Democrats and Republicans. They're both the same group. They're the same. There's no difference between them.
Exactly.
You know, Democrats and Republicans, no matter who wins the presidency, whether it's John Kerry or George Bush, the same things will be happening in America today.
Exact same things. Kerry, thank you for your call, and keep listening. Welcome to the fold, my
yes,
friend.
Sir.
All right. You cut my guy off too quick. I'm breaking in a new board operator here. He has a tendency. He's got these. He's a guitar player. He's got these fast little fingers. Paul in Delaware, you'll be the last call up on the National Intel Report with Aaron Russo. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Aaron. It's nice to hear from you. And once again, hi, Mr. Stettmiller. I like what you said, Aaron, as far as why is that caller that just called worried about getting it into the theater? Too many people are sitting down waiting for someone else. Why don't they help promote
yes.
and help to get these films into the theater?
Thank you.
Yes, because there's just not enough action from what I see. I'm always waiting for action, and people are still waiting for someone else to do it. That leads me to one last point, and I'll let you comment. You know, I'm sick and tired of these Christians, and now I put the Christians in the same boat that I put these Jews, because it doesn't matter how much truth. I hear Christians are about truth and love, but they're all for killing and murdering.
Yeah.
And so comments.
Well, we're out of time. We've got to close the show out. Paul, that's a discussion for another day, my friend. Hey, look, we are out of time here. Aaron Russo, the website, freedomtofascism.com. Go up, spend some time. There's a valuable plethora of information on there. Use it. Let's get involved in this thing. Let's make the, and it's not going to be a tsunami that floods America, caller. It's not going to be the flooding here. It's going to be the American spirit. Aaron, you take care, my friend.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you something. You're a great guy.
We're out of time.
I'm so happy to do your show.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.